Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hayley Williams has been the lead singer of Paramore for nearly half of her life. She started the band at 15. Paramore went on to become a Grammy-winning, genre-defining pop-punk band that tapped into the vibe of the early aughts. Well, this is a new decade, and it brings a new adventure for the 31-year-old singer-songwriter. She's just released her debut solo album, Petals for Armor. Williams uses the experiences of her life and her career, as well as thoughtful experiments in genre and sound, to reckon with past traumas and future hopes. As a review from Pitchfork put it, the album is, quote, a 15-track collage drawing equally from the ecstatic strengths of early Bjork, the 80s pop R&B of Janet Jackson, and the diffuse textures of Radiohead. Taking on themes like rage, depression, and heartache, the album ultimately ends triumphantly, finding beauty persists even through the dark moments. And on the song Watch Me While I Bloom, she sings of what it's like to show off an unfamiliar side.
You wanna look inside of me and just watch me bloom. You only got one side of me, but here's something new. I'm alive in spite of me, and I'm on the move. So come and look inside of me, watch me while I bloom. I wanna look inside of me and just watch me bloom.
And Hayley Williams is my guest today for an All of It album listening party. Hayley, welcome to All of It.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So when and why did you decide you were going to go forward with a solo project? What was going on with you?
I was in a lot of therapy, and I was advised to start writing out everything that we were talking about and, you know, other things that were going on in my body and in my mind. And it kind of came from that. It literally was journals, and the next day I was kind of putting them to melody, and I just kind of knew. After about three or four of those came out, I was like, this is a collection. You know, this is a thing.
When you sat down and looked at them all and you started to think about them as a unit, did any sort of theme emerge, or was there any sort of intention to it that maybe you didn't realize at first?
Yeah. I mean, actually, I have had a lot of visions of myself blooming as a flower, but not in this beautiful way that I would have imagined. It was very painful and very dirty, and I kind of had to sort of like buckle in for that ride. I think tapping into my femininity was not something that I grew up doing as, you know, the singer of a band with my guy friends. You know, there wasn't a lot of space, at least in my mind, for my femininity, and I wasn't sure what that was. So I think from the early point of realizing, okay, this is something, I was just trying hard to dig into what all of this meant to me, to be growing up as a woman who has, you know, traumas and, you know, has witnessed a lot of pain in my family, and how do I want to express all of this in a new way? I'm older now, and I have a little bit more courage to talk about my experiences.
Did you, you know, and now you mentioned that you're older, when you're looking back, do you think that maybe, and I know a lot of women do this, that they sort of equate femininity perhaps with weakness when it's not really? And that's why you were sort of tamping it down?
Yes, yeah. I mean, we're kind of conditioned that way, I think, from a really early age. So at some point, I think for anyone who identifies as a woman, there is a point where you realize femininity is not what you've been sold. And I'm interested in that. You know, I mean, even if you think about biologically what a woman does with her body, it's pretty barbaric. So for me to experience, you know, I haven't had a child or any of that, but like for me to experience like bleeding without dying and all these other things that we kind of joke about and talk about the experience of being a woman, it's actually so grimy. And I think that that's, to me, what makes it beautiful and unique to be, you know, for me to feel into those aspects of being a woman rather than just what I was sold as a child, you know.
My guest is Hayley Williams. She's got her debut solo album, Petals for Armor. It's a listening party for your album, so let's listen. Let's take a listen to the track Simmer, where you got the title for the album, Petals of Armor. This is Simmer from Hayley Williams.
Kevin!
Control.
So that, yeah, that's been in heavy rotation in my house. Wrap yourself in petals, petals for armor. What does petals for armor mean to you?
It's about finding my vulnerability as an asset and not closing down or shutting off my emotions. I just tend to deny realities in front of me and feelings that are coming up very obviously. And I think that the antidote for that for me and for some of my traumas was to understand the pain and ask it questions. You know, there was a lot of anger deep-seated. So for me to stay soft in a world that is pretty harsh, I think is actually just a form of, it's just my resilience. And I wanted to highlight that, you know.
Yeah, there is, you know, the sense of rage in the song. Rage is the first word in the first song.
Yeah.
And it's subdued, though. It talks about rage being quiet. How do you think about rage and anger and writing about rage and anger now as a 31-year-old that if you had tried to write a song like this 10 years ago about anger and rage?
I've been kind of talking about things that frustrate me or anger me for a really long time. I mean, most of Paramore's career has been built on angst and, you know, just really intense emotions. But as I've gotten older and as I've sort of understood the weight that some of those emotions have put on my body and the toll that they've taken, I think that it's very sobering. It's not like, I guess I just felt like I was screaming at a wall for so long. And at a certain point, to have, you know, righteous anger and righteous rage is to just be able to speak your truth, no matter how sharp it is, in a, you know, calmly.
Does it feel good? Did it feel really good?
Yeah. Yeah, I cried after tracking those vocals in the second verse because that verse shocked me. And it was weird because I felt so strong in the moment, but my voice was really shaky in the studio and I had to sort of step out because I was a little embarrassed. But I think that's part of it, of learning what it feels like the sensation of speaking your truth and not, you know, diffusing it for any reason, just letting it out.
My guest is Hayley Williams. Her new solo album is called Petals for Armor. She's my guest this hour, as well as her puppy. What's your dog's name? We can hear him.
His name's Alf. Did you hear him yelling at the neighbors?
That's okay.
Sorry.
No, he's fine. It's a co-interview with you and Al. Let's take a listen to the track Cinnamon, because there's a lot going on in this song, and we can talk about it on the other side. This is Cinnamon from Hayley Williams.
Home is where smells like citrus and cinnamon.
So what were some of the different styles that you wanted to experiment with on this track?
It started out with me on the drums. The drums were my first instrument. And obviously I don't do that with Paramore because we have who I think is the greatest drummer. I love Zach, but Taylor put me on his kit in the studio one day and we were just kind of messing around. I really didn't even think we were going to write a song that day. I was just trying to mess with new gear and he was playing with a sampler. So I laid down that swung beat and, you know, I kind of, after he started forming a pattern and kind of pulling vocal samples that I had done and given him, I kind of was going through my phone reading lyrics and trying to decide what this made me feel. And, you know, it became a song about my home. And I think the overall feeling for me musically is that it ties in a very wiry sort of alternative world of music that I really love. Like I grew up on Radiohead and all that. I mean, I don't know anyone who didn't anymore, but then this other side of my influences, which kind of came from my mom, you know, being a big Janet Jackson fan in the 80s and 90s and me kind of, you know, that rubbing off on me as well. I love that like New Jack Swing thing. Paramore's played with that rhythm quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to incorporate all of it. And I got to do 6-part harmony in this song. Like I got to dance in the video. It's just, this was kind of a chance for me to express the way that I feel living in my home, which is the first place I've ever made my home by myself in my life.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's a huge step. Both, I mean, physically, yeah, all the stuff that you're by yourself doesn't mean you're alone. Yeah. Lonely, you're just alone. But then also being alone. What is being alone? How do you think that's changing you as a songwriter?
Oh man. Well, look, it's been really hard at times, and then it was really liberating at times. I think that what I've learned the most, and I'm still trying to learn this, I'm curious if you ever get to the end of this lesson, but like being still and quiet with yourself can be so anxiety inducing, especially for me, because I'm always trying to figure things out and I overthink everything, you know? So I think the lesson that I'm getting from the time in my home that is just, that's real true solitude, is how to live with me and how to understand myself and not judge every feeling, every thought. It's been strange, but I think also on a more superficial level, it's been really interesting for me to see what my house looks like when I'm not influenced by anyone else that is living in it with me. You know, I'm like, it's just things that I've collected since I moved in, with maybe a couple pieces that I had from my old house. And that, it's nice because I look around and I see myself, I feel proud, and mostly I feel safe.
My guest is Hayley Williams. We're having a listening party for her debut solo album, Petals for Armor. Let's listen to a track called Dead Horse. I beat it like a dead horse. I beat it like a drum. Overstayed with you too long. Skipping like a record. So that song is really interesting because it's about a divorce, but it's got this sort of up-tempo bop to it.
yeah.
For that song, it's a little bit chicken and egg, I'm sure, but which came first, the lyrics or the vibe?
Actually, the music came first with this one, which is kind of very normal for Paramore, but for this process, it was very different because most of the songs until this point had started with my voice or with me on an instrument. I had asked a friend that I'm a big fan of, who's an artist named Daniel James, with a project called Cannon Blue. I asked him to send me anything extra that he had laying around, and he sent me this track. And like, to me, it feels like where Paramore left off with After Laughter, but in the context of Petals for Armor, it was so terrifying to actually write to it and realize I was writing something that felt catchier or poppier than the other songs. I felt like, well, God, this is like, this doesn't fit. And this is, what if people think I'm taking this dark, moody place and then just like selling its soul? But actually, what's been so great about it is the catharsis that I get from it, which is like, again, back to really speaking my truth and trying hard not to feel bad for that.
It's interesting to read the reviews of the record. It's been interesting because they've been getting a lot of comparisons. They describe it as art pop, and a lot of people are comparing to people like Bjork, for example. What's the descriptor you would use for this? Forget the reviewers and the music critics. When you think about what kind of music you were making.
Oh, geez.
Adjectives. You can just use adjectives if you want.
I feel like the whole process was very manic for me in terms of the writing portion. I don't know that I have, like, you know, I've been in Paramore for so long and every one of our records is pretty different from the last. I think we kind of fell into what I feel like is very on brand for Paramore with After Laughter. And it was, like you said about Dead Horse, it was dark, kind of sad lyrics to this boppy, you know, new wave type of music. And it feels right for us, and it's rhythmic. And with this, it was just me pushing those bounds even more. I mean, the cool thing is I got to work with Taylor. He produced, and we've worked together now for as long as Paramore's been together. But I've never known where to put any musical project that I am a part of, whether it's Paramore or otherwise, because I just don't subscribe to either side of the spectrum, whether it be rock and punk music or alternative or whether it be pop. But I will say that Bjork is such a huge influence, and she's a great example because her story is that she came from this really sick band called The Sugar Cubes. And then, you know, and I know she did other things by herself, but then she went on to make all these very experimental electronic things. And, you know, I just kind of feel like her voice has always been, you know, at the forefront, and it's helped to identify her music.
So the last track on the album is called Crystal Clear. Why did you want to end with that song?
Oh, man. That's my favorite song on the record. I fell in love, and I started to feel that where I came from, because I wasn't expecting that, and in fact have tried to sabotage that many times since my divorce, you know, in my dating life. And I kind of realized what I'd been missing the whole time, and so much of my therapy, so much of the pain, or the you know, just experiences that I've had that weren't positive, for me felt like they were leading me to a place where I could surrender or soften to the idea of really being connected with a partner, and like be a good partner. You know, it's something that I long for, and I think that comes from being a kid of divorced parents. You know, I just kind of always have longed to stick with it with someone. But that's really hard to do. And I think that more times than not, we get into relationships that are triggering and unhealthy, because the world is insane. And how do we even get through this life? Like, it's so hard. But I felt this feeling of floating, and I've always compared relationships to different water metaphors. And for the first time, it felt like, wow, I feel like I'm not sinking down and drowning. I would literally have dreams of drowning all the time. By the hands of either a person or something that was like faceless, and it for the first time felt different. And so I really wanted to end on that note, not to say that life is going to be perfect or even that I'll be in a relationship for the rest of my life. I just wanted it to go somewhere from simmer on. You know, I wanted it to move and there to be a development. And then also my grandfather, we sampled an original song by him that I've heard since I was a kid around the house. And so he's a part of it as well. And I really wanted it to end with that.
Her debut solo album is called Petals for Armor. Hayley Williams, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I loved it.
Let's go out on Crystal Clear from Hayley Williams.
Standing on the edge, closing my eyes, counting to three.